what it means is that, first of all, the people of Zimbabwe have done what was expected to be done by its leaders. We want to congratulate the people of Zimbabwe for doing a fantastic job, a sterling job. They campaigned and voted in a peaceful manner, and that shows the maturity of Zimbabwean people. But more importantly, it means that now we are able to tackle our development programs without any hindrance, without any gyration, without any bickering from the opposition party. So to that extent, it's a fantastic victory. But more importantly, I think we have now to implement those things that the masses wanted or what we promised them. That is very, very important. And that we must try and unite all these Zimbabweans. The victory of ZANU-PF is a victory for everyone. Even the opposition, they must accept that this is a victory for everyone. It's not a victory just for ZANU-PF.
You talked about the fact that ZANU-PF would have to unite all Zimbabweans. What steps is ZANU-PF willing to take to unite all Zimbabweans to chart the course that ZANU-PF wants to chart?
No, what we are saying to all Zimbabweans is that Zimbabwe is really large. It can accommodate all of us, politically, socially, culturally. We as a winning party, we have to extend our hand of friendship, of unity, of solidarity to the people who have lost. We shouldn't say because people have lost and therefore there are opponents or our enemies at all. We should say they are Zimbabweans. If there is anything that we can do to assist them, let us assist them. But we need to work together for Zimbabwe to develop.
Is ZANU-PF willing to work with the opposition and those who did not vote for you in order to build the country as you have initially enumerated?
Absolutely. We are prepared to work with everyone in Zimbabwe. Any person who was born, bred in Zimbabwe is a Zimbabwe. And we have to work with them. We have to work with the people who were not cooperating with us, who are outside the country, in the diaspora. They left because they felt that the economic conditions were not conducive for them to operate here. But we are challenging them to come to Zimbabwe, start new businesses under the Indigenization Empowerment Program. We are challenging to come and get into the agricultural sector, the manufacturing sector, the ICT. Everything is there for Zimbabweans because Zimbabwe is such a rich country. That it can afford to absorb all our people who are outside. Human capital is one important element that we have to develop. If we are to succeed, we have to have engineers, we have to have all sorts of people who can build this country.
You've heard some of the opposition politicians saying that the election was not free.
Yes, I hear that. I hear that some of the people suddenly do not accept what has happened. It was bold from the blue that they couldn't accept. But we are saying, bygone be bygone, let bury the hatchet.
The MDC and some other opposition parties are saying the elections were not credible. What is your reaction to that?
Peter, you know, I can really not understand that kind of thing. I mean, you win two-thirds majority, you know, and people still complain 100-something seats, and probably 160 or so on seats. And you tell me that that is by rigging. How can you rig it? What, see, 3 million or so on voters who came to vote. You know, that's not possible. And in the presidential election, we are going to get the announcements in the next 2 hours. I can assure you it's not going to be less than 70-75%. You know, that's massive. These people have to accept that their biggest problem was that they didn't have a program to offer to the people. They were complacent. As far as Zanzibar was concerned, we started working harmonized election and presidential election. We went into the field quietly like all typical guerrilla fighters. You don't have to expose yourself. You go in the stream with the masses. We went and started to refactoring the part from the bottom, from the cell, from the village, from the district. And while these people were complaining or doing their constitution, we were organizing the party. And that's how we came out on top. So there is no question of rigging. There is no question of manipulating the system. Everything was witnessed by SADC and the AU observers in other countries.
Some people say that SADC and AU basically wash their hands off, and that is why they endorsed the election so Zimbabweans can deal with their situation themselves. What do you say to that?
No, that is absolutely nonsense. If things were not as good as they were, I almost said that SADC would have come out opposing whatever was done or pointing out what was done. You see, the observations which were made by SADC and the AU are understandable. They felt that the voters' roll was not in order. It was not given to participating parties in time for them to inspect and review. And so we agree with that. We say that we also had the same problem. It was not just given to us without actually giving other parties. All of us were given these voter registration papers just 24 hours before. So that's when we got the voters roll. So we were also affected like any other. I can remember in my constituency, there were people who had voted for the party or voted in the election for many years, several years. But this time, their names were not on the voters' roll. So that is the criticism that is being made. And we all agree that perhaps we didn't do a good job, or ZEC didn't do a good job as far as that aspect is concerned. But beyond that, you know, everything was in order.